You're listening to The Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
All right, it's time for Who Said It. The interim championship of Who Said It. Joel Blank is the title holder. He is the reigning, defending, undisputed Who Said It champion. He is out today celebrating Good Friday. So you and I battle it out again for an interim championship. We've done this before. The interim championship, whenever Joel was out. And I won that interim championship.
Got lucky.
I actually defended it once against
Did
Joel.
You?
Yeah, we had a unification bout. I won that unification bout, and then Joel beat me in the rematch. So he is the reigning Who Said It champion. So now we have the opportunity for the interim title. Winner of this will probably have to face Joel again in another unification
I'm absolutely match. Winning this time. I have been.
Who said
look,
it?
I don't lose twice, Jeremy. I don't. Because I work harder than everybody else. I've been studying. I've been watching, rewatching, re-rewatching, re-re-re-rewatching every single show. You're going down this time.
I've done none of that, so I like your chances.
All right, good.
I just want a quick reminder: the last time that Josh was involved,
get a single one right.
He got 0 points.
He got 0 points.
So the bar is high.
Great defense. It's great defense. Now. We usually decide who's going first before the show.
We let Josh here. Go first.
It's my home, and as the home team, I should bat second.
Exactly. I don't want to go first. That's y'all are horrible.
Well, we flip
it's
back
actually
and forth.
It's actually the position to be. That's actually the better position.
Yeah, as a reminder, you cannot guess what the other person guessed.
I know.
That's actually the better position to be in.
Yeah, that's fair.
Especially if you're confident and you've been doing all this training. You'd want the opportunity to be first more times than the other.
Definitely not lying about all that training at all.
All right. You ready for number one?
Nope.
Nah, probably not.
Number one, I fell asleep watching sports 3 times this weekend.
Brendan Riley. Just so producers do not count.
Yeah. Say it one more time.
I fell asleep watching sports 3 times this week.
What's the etymology of the word? I'm just kidding.
What's the
etymology? I'm going to go with Paul Gallant.
See, it's between two people. It has to be a millennial, right? I fell asleep 3 times watching sports this weekend. The problem with Paul is he was probably out, you know, drinking and doing all the stuff he likes to do, his debauchery, on the weekends. So for him to fall asleep 3 times watching sports doesn't really fit the lifestyle for me.
I don't know.
Like, it doesn't fit the lifestyle of one Paul Gallant on the weekend. Whereas Brad Kellner, who lives the role of sports, right? He was watching the Masters. I know that he was. Golf, Brendan would tell you, could put you to sleep. I'm going to roll with one Brad Kellner as the Who Said It for quote number one.
But guys, I fell asleep watching sports. Not once, not twice, but 3 times.
Let's go. Look.
Paul needs to, he can't live the gimmick anymore then. That eliminates the gimmick.
Well, I did not actually hear this quote, but Paul recently celebrated his birthday. And I got a text from him earlier this week that was like, dude, I'm in bad shape.
Insider information over
no
here?
Kidding.
A little insider information. Because, his lifestyle does not. Here's the thing. His lifestyle, you were right about that. But his lifestyle is not doing well for his age now. And I told him he's getting closer to 35. Those big old drinking nights, they don't do as good on your body anymore.
No, this is. The rig is in. Like, the fix is in. This is
doesn't
Sonny
matter.
Liston y'all taking a dive against Ali.
You guys, nobody said that I could use outsider information. I couldn't use inside information. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that Paul doesn't text you like he texts me.
Got to have a better relationship with
the
team.
Exactly. That's the
Jeremy.
Problem.
I didn't know I was going to need that. Who said it?
1-0.
Man. All right. Number two, I'm closer to an old than not an old.
I'm closer to an old than not an old.
I'm closer to an old than not an old.
I'm going Paul Gallant. I'm going Paul Gallant as the quote number two. I'm closer to an old as to not an old.
Are we thinking it came in the same conversation?
It potentially could have. I mean, it sounds like the insider information that Beard got, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that just sounds like something Paul would say, too, because he says an old. He calls me. He says, you're just an old. And he says I live outside the wall because of how far away I live. Whatever. It's dumb. I'm just going to go with Vanessa and say that it was her response to that conversation.
This dude's on Twitch, too, during Who Said It. He's breaking all the
I'm
rules.
I'm not looking at that. I wasn't looking at it. I didn't think about it. It's bones down.
And maybe it's because I'm an old. You know, I mean, I'm more. I guess I'm closer to an old than not an old.
Well, that's...
See, that's so misleading. He isn't old.
Yeah. Look.
So misleading,
Patrick,
PC.
Bro, I love you, but, like, I'm 35 and I'm an old. Yeah. Like, come on, man.
I think it's time we have an intervention with Patrick Creighton to let him know. We need to have an intervention with PC to let him know that he is old. Yes. Like, I didn't see that one coming whatsoever.
I will tell you, Paul, the first clip he was talking about being old, so it wasn't a bad guess.
No, that was a great guess.
But he didn't use that phrasing.
So Creighton, like, he doesn't think he's old.
He thinks he's almost old.
He thinks he's almost old.
How old do you think PC is? 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776.
The question number three.
Yeah.
We're not going to guess?
I have no idea.
I'm going to say 47.
I'm going to go 46.
I was thinking earlier.
Oh, that's rude.
Earlier to mid-40s.
That's rude. Did you just The Price is Right as me?
Come on. 45 and a half.
You all priced as right each other.
Yeah.
All right. Number three. We have to think long and hard about Brendan's promotion after his master's take.
Ooh, that's a good one. See, I actually disagree with the take, though. I actually disagree with the take. Because if Brendan's not watching golf, then he can spend time with more of his work, right?
I get to go first on this
one,
right?
You do.
Cody Stutes.
But then, like, my dad would always tell me, never hire somebody with a single-digit handicap because they're playing too much golf. Like, this is the perfect example. Like, if he's not watching golf, there's more time for him to do his job.
Yeah.
So I disagree with the take. So the fact that I disagree with the take actually, like, influences who I would pick.
Yeah.
And you stole mine.
Yeah.
So
well,
that
I
makes
got
things
to go
difficult.
First, so
I know.
Sorry.
So can you repeat it again just so I can try to get the wording correctly here?
I just got logged out of my email.
So no, the answer is no. Everything's going wrong for me. He's over here on Twitch. He's getting insider information.
I didn't read Twitch.
I can't get the question repeated to me.
I can tell you basically it was, we should think long and hard about Brendan's promotion after his master's take.
I think that was actually it verbatim.
I feel like Beard is right here. But since I can't say the same one again, I'll just go Brad again. I'll go Kellner.
You got trapped.
Like, I respect
Brendan.
He thinks
Brendan. He fails if it comes back negative.
But I think we got to think long and hard about that promotion.
Jake is low-key snarky, low-key sarcastic. That is a Jake quote. That's really good.
You know what's disappointing about that is it was between Cody and Jake for me, and I just felt like Cody would be more likely to say that than Jake would. He snuck up on it. He snuck up on me. Oh, I'm so disappointed. I knew it came from that show. I remember one of them saying it.
So we're at 1-0 right now.
That was question three, right?
Yes. Yeah. We have two more.
This is a defensive battle.
I needed that win. I needed that extra
between
one.
Beard and Branham for the interim championship.
All right, quote number four, I probably studied 5 times in college.
Brad Kellner. I'm just going to guess Brad Kellner here on out.
That's what I did with Lance last time.
He's got to eventually be a Brad Kellner one.
I feel like that's right, so I'm just going to go same show again. I also feel like Cody would say something like that, so I'm going to go Cody Stutes.
I probably studied 5 times.
Oh, no! We were both way off.
See, I wouldn't have guessed that with Vanessa. I'll be completely honest.
No.
She seems very studious
outside,
and smart.
Outside of the wheelhouse, my other guess would have been Lance.
Yeah, see, that was what... Like, Jake is a kind of a nerd, so
yeah.
he probably studied more than that. You don't have to study at Texas Tech like Cody, so that was somebody that was like in play. Paul went to Syracuse, so he had to study.
Which she referenced while saying this, by the way. She said, I didn't go to Syracuse.
I'm surprised. I'm really surprised by that. I would have never guessed Vanessa. She seems so smart.
You're a torch. There's going to be other hosts with torches and pitchforks waiting for you after this show.
Welcome to my
world.
With all
the shots fired.
Welcome to my life, dude. All right, let's go to the next one.
All right. The last one, right?
The final one, Jeremy playing for the tie, which he likes.
Ooh, a draw and a unification title match?
I don't have anything else ready. All right, number five, from an entertainment perspective, I missed David Culley after Lovey's press conference.
That's a good one.
Oh, this is between two people for me. Just say it. Read it one more time.
From an entertainment perspective, I missed David Culley after Lovey's last press conference.
I'm gonna go with Lance. That's Lance for me.
See, I was down to two people that were both on that show.
Yep.
Like, I feel like it's a Lance or a Granato.
Yeah, this is going to be a huge 50-50.
Any insider information for me, like Beard got for his only one that he answered correctly? I'll go Granato. I'll go the OG, John Granato.
Oh, this is a toss-up.
The king of Houston sports radio.
For the chance to tie.
I kind of miss David Culley when the press conference was all said and done.
I could see Cody saying that. Yeah. Wow. Let's go, baby. Woo! Interim champion. How does this work now? Do I get to do a dance? Do I get a belt? Wait, hold on. Actually, you know what? I get the baseball bat now. The baseball bat's mine. Sorry. Interim champion. I won the baseball bat.
Jimmy, this is embarrassing.
No one takes my bat.
Yeah.
Give me my bat back.
Let's go. You're going to have to take it from me.
We'll get you a belt. We'll get you a title.
All right. Thank you.
Beard has to go against Blank, though, for the unification.
I'll do it.
He really does.
Are you just going to retire?
I feel like Buster Douglas after he beat Tyson. Like, I climbed the mountain once. I've gotten lazy. I've gotten fat. I've become undisciplined. I feel like Buster Douglas. I climbed the mountain, beat Mike Tyson, got the title once, and then the rest of my career has been rock bottom. Like, I'm going to have to totally reevaluate who I am as a Who Said It contender.
I'm on cloud nine right now, man. Last time, at least I got one.
It's embarrassing to lose to Josh.
Yeah, it is, very much so.
It's even more embarrassing to lose 1-0.
Yeah.
I think you beat him 1-0 as well. I believe your total score between the two of you
is 1-1. Yeah. Woo, baby. I'm just feeling. So, how are you feeling right now, Jeremy? Are you feeling
I can't
right,
remember or? The last thing I won.
You know what's funny is Jeremy talks up this segment.
He does.
But he's so bad at it. Why
he
do you,
loses.
Do you just enjoy losing?
I'm like a Paul brother. I'm an ultimate hype man and really terrible at actually fighting. But just like the Pauls.
here's the problem. Here's what you did wrong, Jeremy. Okay. Let me, as interim champion, let me critique you a little bit. Here's what you did wrong. You just didn't prepare enough. I came in here prepared. I was ready to go. I had a good night's rest.
You got one right.
I had breakfast. Yeah. And it was the one that mattered, baby.
You got one right.
How many did you get right this time?
I need like Apollo Creed.
How many did you get right this time? Yeah.
Goose
egg. You
did get skunked. Zeros.
1-0, baby. Let's go.
I need somebody.
Come on, Joel. Bring it on. I'm ready.
This is depressing.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you could swap Davis Mills for any other quarterback in this class without using a pick, basically you can trade Mills for a rookie quarterback, would you? And if so, who? Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.